Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Army spokesperson Daniel Hagari urged Hamas to release the body of Shiri Bibas, who was kidnapped along with her sons and her husband during the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023.
Shiri Bibas, who was meant to be returned with her children to Israel yesterday as part of the agreement, was not returned by Hamas. Hamas lied and violated the agreement. The body that Hamas falsely claimed was Shiri was not hers and not of any other hostage. Instead, Hamas sent over the body of an anonymous woman.
Hamas said in November 2023 that the children and their mother had been killed in an Israeli airstrike, but the Israeli military said intelligence assessments and forensic analysis of the bodies of the Bibas children indicated that they were deliberately killed by their captors. Hamas says they are investigating if remains had been mixed up or if they had misidentified her. The Bibas family accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Friday of failing to protect their loved ones during Hamas's 2023 attack and of failing to bring them home. There is no forgiveness for abandoning them on October 7th and no forgiveness for abandoning them in captivity. Another hostage and prisoner exchange is due to happen Saturday. In exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners, Hamas said it would release six hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Tilkarem refugee camp in the northern West Bank on Friday and ordered the army to intensify a month-old offensive after bombs exploded on three parked Israeli buses. On Friday, an Israeli court imposed a gag order on the reporting of any details related to the investigation or information that could reveal the identities of the suspects. Israel's large-scale operation in the West Bank has wreaked widespread damage, killed over 50 Palestinians, caused thousands to flee their homes, and destroyed infrastructure. This is VOA News. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa opened the G20 foreign ministers meeting Thursday with a call for cooperation amid geopolitical tensions and rising intolerance. Top diplomats from the world's largest economies gathered in Johannesburg for the two-day talks, held for the first time in Africa and overshadowed by the absence of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio amid disputes with the host nation over several policy issues. Retired U.S. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday as a special envoy and whose planned news conference with President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday was changed at the last minute to a simple photo opportunity, says he held extensive and positive discussions with Zelensky about the three-year war, praising him as a courageous leader. His comments marked a departure from rebukes of Zelensky by U.S. President Donald Trump and other senior U.S. officials that appeared to reflect an abrupt deterioration of relations after Trump called the president, quote, a dictator without elections. A Polish court has handed an 8-year prison term to a Ukrainian man convicted of planning acts of sabotage and arson on Russia's behalf. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The court in the southwest city of Wrocław found the 51-year-old man, identified only as Sergei S., guilty of being part of a criminal ring and of preparing to set fire to various structures in the city. Poland's internal security agency alleged that he was acting for Russia. The man has denied the charges, but admitted to accepting online orders from an unknown person to commit arson in return for money. Four other people have been charged in the case, and more than a dozen others of Polish, Ukrainian, and Belarusian citizenship have been arrested in connection with other acts of sabotage or espionage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
It is a great concern to see the number of incidents over recent months on our critical undersea infrastructure.
Swedish authorities are investigating a damaged cable in the Baltic Sea. It's the latest in a string of recent incidents of ruptured undersea cables that have heightened fears of Russian sabotage and spying in the region. The breakage was found on a cable that runs between Germany and Finland off the island of Gotland in the Swedish Economic Zone. Swedish police say an investigation is underway and are working with relevant authorities to clarify what happened. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has said on social media that the government takes all reports of damage to infrastructure in the Baltic Sea very seriously. According to local media and firefighters, a bus carrying Brazilian university students from the University of Franca, known as Unifran, collided with a truck late Thursday, killing 12 people and injuring 21 others in the southeastern state of Sao Paulo. The university's athletic association released a statement on Instagram expressing solidarity with the victims' friends and family. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.